Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 46. Sleepy Chris.
Sleepy.
I'm so tired.
He's here, but he's off sleeping.
He's just passed out over there in the corner.
Yeah. He's too drooling. Sleepy.
So goddamn tired.
Who's that?
Gandalf Grey.
Gandalf. We talk about how Robert got fired from the Dollar Tree.
Again.
Chris is super sleepy. What else did we talk about?
Donald Trump.
We got a little bit of Trump in at the end.
Mm-hmm. Laser Quest.
Yeah.
Kinda,
yeah.
Talked about your many, many cars, Jesse.
Yes. Yeah, there's
the Batmobile.
Yeah. Batmobile.
Gandalf comes with a stick.
Oh, boy.
He slams it down and says, "You shall not pass."
That is Gandalf.
Gandalf is gray.
Yeah. Goes down with the fucking Balrog and then becomes Gandalf
the White. Dies and then comes back.
That's Gandalf.
Who is it then?
Yes, it is. That's Gandalf. Anyway, so, you know, Chris isn't here. Pat might come next week.
Hey.
Well, maybe we'll get Dylan in.
Maybe both.
We got new... Not new microphones, but we did get real fucking stands for our microphones.
So, enjoy the sound quality.
So, maybe it's better. We'll see.
Yeah.
And
the director will figure it out and test it for us.
Maybe. Oh. We'll see how it goes.
Come on, Spielberg. You got this.
Oh, God.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
I keep looking at videos and they're just junk mics that people put their logo on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, they all review well, but it's all like, they're not really anybody's mic. They're just...
So they're the whore of the mics. They just get passed around and...
Yeah, they're whore mics.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was...
You don't know his mom.
I think I made a comment like way past like in the very one of her first episodes about his mom, and I felt like shit. Now I kind of don't feel like shit anymore, so that's good. I'm glad that ended.
Different mom. You can move it if you want to grab your beer, Justin.
No, then I have to like move it back into place.
You're a giant pain in the ass. You know that?
It's making up for lost time.
I
make
know.
This podcast really. Acceptable, I guess.
Yeah.
Try to. With my pine drop.
Your pine drop?
Uh-huh.
That shit's pretty like good, man. The pine drop IPA or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah, I'd buy
did
it.
Did I do okay picking beer?
Yeah, you did.
Did I do a good job?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of good. And then I bring it and you guys are like, that's shit. Why'd you buy that stuff? I'm like, sorry. Look good.
Not that often.
No, not often.
Because we're not that picky with beer too much.
No, there's that too.
Yeah, as long as it's not made by Budweiser or Coors.
Well, I don't buy shit beer.
No.
We're not planning on boiling food in it, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't mind me and my frog.
You know who has a decent IPA? It's the Citradelic from New Belgium.
Everything New Belgium makes is kind of gross.
That's the only beer they have that is pretty good. Like
citrus beers for whatever reason, man. Like,
so I like beer in general.
We have a new...
I like fruity beer.
Grapefruit cider. The Wicked Cider. It's
pretty
sweet.
I've seen it. Is it? Everybody's coming out with grapefruit beer.
I saw that. I was looking at one today when I picked up the Shandy. There was one right next to it.
Grapefruit Shandy.
Yeah.
You have 11 kegs. Is it pre-ordered? Or is it
11 pony kegs?
Joe, son. It's time to go to Plenty Joe's.
The little five gallons.
Yeah. Mike's trying to sell them, so we had to buy a bunch.
I see him all the fucking time when I'm at Yodom. I don't think he's recognized me.
Ever.
No, but like I'll park my truck in front of his rig because they've got these heaters at Yodom and they'll melt your roof of the big trucks if you don't park between them. Like if you could park a car under them, but they don't. they like park in my spot, and so I'm like, fuck it, and I park right in front of them because the tavern trucks park there, like the guys that come with the side doors.
Yeah,
they park there, and that's where they unload them and stuff, unload all their used kegs and the shit they didn't get off.
Yeah,
they park in the same spots where like the semis are down, whatever on doors, but
well, yeah, because they're in
the salesmen always park in the. My fucking spot. And I can't. I'm like, whatever. And I block them. And like, they get pissy about it. I'm like, you can park wherever the fuck you want. You don't have to park there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've decided to park in my parking spot. So,
yeah. I can't melt the roof of my rig that's right next to your goddamn heaters.
Yeah.
Because they're those propane heaters like you see at the ice rink. And
all the
shit.
Big ass ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've got the big lines. And they were like at Eagles, they run off. Probably natural gas pumped into the building and shit, but and same, yeah, I guess the same at Odom. But
probably the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, so the fucking warehouse guys don't freeze because they park all their kegs outside. They've got this huge fucking claw, like they park all the Coors kegs just in a row, right? All the Coors Lights and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they just put them on the ground. They don't put them on pallets like everything else. And then I was there. Huh?
Do they go bowling with the, like,
No, but they'll stack them like four or five high. I know what you're thinking. They'll stack them like four or five high, and then they've got this claw that attaches to the front of a forklift that comes out and just grabs them on the side that he can put them on the fucking trucks.
That's almost cooler than, you know, forklift bowling. So
It is almost cooler than forklift bowling.
First of all, I drove forklift like this past month. What the fuck is forklift bowling?
So you put a keg on like
what do you
sideways?
Think forklift bowling
I
is?
I want him to describe it, actually.
So you take your forklift, you're driving it, you put a keg sideways, and you like get some speed, and then you stop.
Do you put it on the forks or do you put it on a pallet?
On the forks.
On the forks. Yeah.
It's got to roll off the
You have
forks.
To have
so you,
talent, yeah.
You put the forks a little close
together
so the ends of the kegs can fucking...
You bring it together.
Yeah. All right.
And you put your... And then you drive as fast as you can. See? Stop and
Kathy
then send it off.
Kathy knows what's up.
No, okay. So at the end of the bowling alley or the freight...
Yeah.
What are you trying to hit? Or is it like just...
Kegs. Empty kegs.
Other kegs.
Empty kegs. You set them up like bowling pins.
Yeah.
You go bowling. Keg bowling.
School district had kegs. Serious, that would be so much fun.
But you can use that almost as anything, I guess.
So you remember, Justin,
sorry.
You and Chris
that was a great tangent.
Wanted to rent a forklift for our wedding and then drive us away on it?
Yeah, from A to Z rentals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you endeared me to you guys forever for that.
That was mostly Chris, but yeah.
I'm going to let you take some talent.
I'm going to take 30%.
But... Yeah, solid 30.
How about 33?
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, there Chris gets 2/3.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, they wouldn't let them rent the forklift because neither was certified. For a mere $50 more, one of you could have just gone and got certified at Norco.
We were young.
I understand this now because I didn't know at the same time. I was like, oh, you guys are the best people on the planet. But now that I'm older. And I've gone through the forklift course at Norco. I'm like, they really just had one little hurdle
it was
to get over
one.
For this dream.
Yeah. Maybe for your anniversary.
10 years is next year.
Hey, I'm forklift certified.
See?
Yeah.
So
I tried.
Kathy failed.
I did.
Yeah.
So I've never actually been on the actual forklift.
Now, did you ride a riding forklift
pallet
or did you
jack.
Have a stand-up forklift?
Well, see, we have riding forklifts.
Okay, the so riding, but, like, electric
But we
jacks.
Have, the like, the electric floor jacks, the magic carpets, as they like to call them.
Cool.
And it's basically a floored pallet jack that you can, like, then ride, like, stand on and ride. I'm not big enough. Like, I don't have enough muscle strength to, like, move it, so they...
She hit the wall.
I didn't hit the wall.
Hey, you know what?
I just...
my
it took me 12...
With my forklift,
it took me,
that
like,
is perfectly okay.
12 or 13 times to try to put the pallet away, and they're like, just stop.
Whoa.
Like, I'm trying. So then I didn't actually get to do my forklift part. I never got past the pallet jack part.
They wouldn't let you try the other part?
No, because it was to certify for both. So if I couldn't pass, they figured I could pass the forklift part. If I got on a forklift, I probably would have been just fine.
They can certify you for one without the other.
Yeah.
You have to write it on there. Like,
yeah, I know.
On
but
classes,
that's not
whatever.
What we were.
It's you not don't how they actually were doing use it. A forklift in your work either.
No, I know.
It's not like you're getting pallets of money and you got to move that shit.
That would be sweet.
Some money.
No, but mostly it was just the fact I wanted to be able to go get shit off the like off the racks if I needed to.
Yeah.
You don't have to like ask someone.
Yeah, because I always had to go find somebody. I'm like, can you please move this?
They could have gotten you on the forklift.
I know, but they never would let me do it.
It's not Walter White amount of money. You get, it's mostly in checks.
I know.
I've seen it.
My bags are tiny now.
Because everybody tiny fucking...
Bags. Tiny little bags of money. Well, my garter guys will come in with this like giant, huge, like thick canvas bag to like take all my coins or whatever. I'm like, here's my little bag.
Yeah, like the ones you see in bank heists. It's got a money sign on the side.
Do they label them? I think they don't have them.
No, these are like just
anymore. Like they like they ever did. This
kind of thing is it like or is it?
They just have like big
like burlap sacks.
Well, they don't even that. They're canvas. Yeah. And it's just this big bag with like two handles and so that they can load a lot of money in it and take it.
I would bet they would sell a lot more if they like market it like
my bag is just a little plastic.
Yeah, no, that would be marketed.
Yeah, where
just
you
like,
have to seal it.
Yeah, you have to seal it, and it's got all the protective
seals. I did
those at
the dollar store, man. That shit was fun.
Little deposit bags.
Did I ever tell how I got fired from the Dollar Tree?
Yeah, you got into how you got fired from. It was early.
Okay, cool.
I didn't even get hired on the Dollar Tree.
That was amazing.
I remember you were like, "You got the job." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, my first job." And then it's like, "You don't got the job." Yeah. Well, it's because we were doing that thing at the Molotov room, so I'm like, I'm going to need nights off so we can go, because we were trying to be like serious fucking musicians, and we were the house band there, and then that never fucking worked out. I'm like, I could have had a shitty Dollar Tree job.
Yep.
You would have been just happy without a job. Seriously.
I kind of wanted to work there.
You wanted money.
Because we need
I wanted money. I mean, on the bright side.
But it's not that much money, though.
It wasn't that much money when I went to the old spaghetti factory.
You probably would have made more.
You got paid
if
like $6 an hour
factory.
Or something like that.
I started at 7:35 because that was minimum.
That was minimum wage. Yeah.
Yeah. See, when I got fired, I was
directly into the mic because you're looking at me.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to look at me, go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Talk into
okay.
Me.
So just like this.
Yeah.
Just caress it.
For those at home, I bought serious fucking mic stands for our microphones.
Did we start this already?
Oh, yeah.
Of course we did.
Oh, yeah, of course we did.
Are you really that fucking surprised that I already started shit? Don't be
surprised. I mean, sorry, don't be surprised.
Oh, thank you.
Gotta talk straight into it. Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
It's my mic.
Wait, we can't join sides for 1 second?
No.
He gets very defensive.
I am.
Territorial. It's all right.
He pees on your shoe, and then fucking I pee on your shoe, and it's like, it's mine. And he's like, no, I'm going to piss on your shoe again.
My bitch.
Talk straight in the microphone, Jarrell.
I will.
All right, say it again.
That's my bitch.
That's right. You can take that bitch, because I don't want that bitch.
Goddamn right.
I'm his bottom bitch.
He's the one that makes me money. Yep.
Wow, should we just leave and you guys can do your thing? Or what's going on?
No. We're settled up.
Yeah.
He brought me my cash.
Yeah, he ran out of baby powder.
I don't use baby powder. I use Gold Bond because it stings a little harder.
All right.
That shit does.
So we're back to the Dollar Tree thing. So
you ever use Gold Bond? It's like fairies.
Yeah, I know. It is
blowing on your nuts,
on your
dude. It's like the best. You're like,
I did this
oh,
at Camp Spalding where like it was this ultra-Christian like.
I went to Camp Spalding once with church.
Yeah, my counselor's like, put this on your balls. I'm like, you're really close to being a pedophile. Like,
he's instructing you to do things?
Yes.
Your counselor at balls. A church camp told you to put something on your balls?
Right?
Nice.
Is that the first or the last time?
Did he ever tell you to do anything
time.
Else?
It was
with
the
your
first
balls?
And last time. Because I was like, I don't want to go back here. This is fucking weird. But Camp Spalding was not for me.
I went in the winter and like, it was for a weekend camp, and everybody fucking did shit overnight, like they were spraying silly string and shit.
Okay.
And then my cabin, we were contemplating it, but we're like, nah, we're cool. And, like, maybe we had some shit and we threw it at kids passing by because as they were doing stupid shit. But we didn't do anything. And then we were at, like, we had in the morning after breakfast, they had, like, 5 fucking services a day for church. And
damn.
I remember.
It was whatever. Day. Like, it was a lot of games and shit. But, and that's when I was like, oh, my God. But I realized I didn't go to church for church. Like, I went to church for the community of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I think most people do, really.
I went to church when I was a kid just to play pool.
Yeah. We had a bumper pool table and shit.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. And
to play basketball.
But, like, at the first service, they were like, we understand a lot of you were out last night. And, caused a lot of damage to the camp, and the camp is thinking about sending us all home today instead of tomorrow, as we scheduled. So you guys need to go clean up. It's like, fuck.
Wow, how much trouble did you actually cause?
Yeah. My cabin didn't cause shit. Everybody else's cabin caused a lot of fucking damage. Like, not like they were burning cabins down and shit.
At least it wasn't like heavyweight or something, where you know. He just had, like, you know, the crazy
where
Ben Stiller.
We had Ben Stiller fucking yelling at us to run up hills and
he's breaking
shit.
Glass, walking on it.
Yeah, and then there's that sweet, like, UTV raise at the end and the shit. Oh, heavyweights was the tits, man. You never saw heavyweights, Kathy?
I don't know.
It was like a fat camp and Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Because he plays, like, fitness douche really well,
apparently. Yeah,
apparently
he does.
Yeah.
Basically, it was like the all that cast and.
Yeah, okay.
And Ben
Stiller,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of the same character that he was in Dodgeball. Almost.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
Like,
that's what
like
I said.
Young,
like,
yeah.
Douchebag.
Douche.
Fitness guy.
But he didn't have the handlebar mustache, did he? Like,
I thought he did. Maybe.
I think so in heavyweights, yeah. I want to
pull
so.
Their fucking phones out.
Right?
Mine's
come
upstairs.
On. Come on, Justin. Get your fingers ready.
Did Ben Stiller have a fucking mustache in heavyweights?
Hey, that's what the fucking internet's for.
That
man.
Is the.
That's why you have IMDb.
No, he was clean shaved.
He was clean shaven.
Yeah.
All right.
That was weird.
That was really quick. Do you like have a fucking heavyweight like app and shit?
No,
oh, it's
no,
on
I just googled it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's fucking
then...
background.
Yeah, his background.
He just unlocks his phone right there. Ben Stiller, like looking at him.
God, it's weird.
Ben Stiller is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Hey, guy makes more money than we do.
I liked him like Dodgeball and something. Because
it was
Mary,
Global
but...
Gym, right? That was the one in.
No, Global
that
Gym
that's,
was
that was
Dodgeball.
That's Dodgeball.
Yeah, but that was was that the.
Global
Vince
Gym
Vaughn?
Was Ben Stiller. So there was the
oh.
Average Joe's Gym. Was
fuck,
because
that
Dodgeball.
Really looks like his, like, that logo.
Yeah,
that is...
but no, that was the whoa. Fat Camp logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Same hair, though, basically.
Yeah.
Well, it was around the
same
time,
wasn't
for
like
it?
10 years.
Yeah,
no,
I was going to say.
No, they
yeah.
were years apart.
It was like 10
at the same
show.
Time, though. Like,
Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he doesn't age.
Yeah.
He didn't really age at all.
He's like Morgan age. Freeman for white people, so.
Not as cool.
Yeah. Doesn't age. I didn't mean like as cool, you know, voice or nothing, but.
Did you ever hear Allison talk about. When she met Morgan Freeman, she was saying, like, she used to get super drunk all the time or whatever.
Wait, who's Allison?
This girl we used to work with at Joe's.
Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, so she used to get super drunk all the time, like, just one of those blackout all the fucking, and she had this apartment just off downtown on the South Hill there,
mm-hmm.
and she showed up. And Morgan Freeman was there just covered in blood because they were shooting a movie in her apartment. But she got the notice in her under her door and, like, just threw it away. She didn't read it. And so she's like, oh, my God, Morgan Freeman, what's up with your face? And he's drenched in blood. And she's still a little
drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was seriously worried about Morgan Freeman. And, like, the film wasn't going on in her apartment, but they were, like, using it as, like, Video Village or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so she was very concerned about Morgan Freeman dying in her apartment.
What movie was this?
I don't know. They shoot all sorts of films here that don't ever release.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember a couple years ago, they were shooting something downtown, And then I saw it in the previews on the movie theater and never came out. And you see Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
Kathy really? Was working at that building right behind Arby's there when she was at Best Line. And she's like, I worked there. It's on a movie. Ah. Never came out.
We heard the helicopters and everything because they kept like sending helicopters over the top of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like big helicopters. Remember
what the movie was? Or
no.
I don't remember.
I have no idea what the fucking name of this movie
was. Yeah, I don't remember.
I was
but
trying.
They were filming like right outside where I worked at the time. Because I worked That's for this crazy. Like phone call answering service.
Because there's what been...
It was a weird job.
Benin June.
Benin June. Yeah. Vision Quest.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
the parkour with fucking Tyrion.
What's his name? Knights Badass-tum.
Of Badass-tum. Yeah, Badass-tum. Yeah.
Okay.
Knights of Badass-tum.
Not Astum.
But that, wasn't that like in the forest
was, like,
area?
That was by...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out in the woods, and they really only shot in one place.
Yeah.
And I heard that
Fort
dude on...
Spokane. Fort. Yeah, is that the fort?
I heard him on, I think maybe the Nerdist, and he's like, it was the, just this nightmare shoot, because they were shooting at night for most of it, and then there were sound laws in Spokane, and so they had real big troubles just That's getting shit
we have sound laws?
Done here. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, like, I remember... I was out at the raceway. We were watching the nitro cars and shit. And one car just dumps his whole oil pan down the quarter mile. And they take forever cleaning it up. The next fucking race, the other lane, a car dumps his whole oil pan down the fucking... And they just called the race. They're like, sound laws are going to come into effect before we can finish tonight.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah. There's... Well, it's certain decibels, you know...
Yeah.
At it's certain like times of night. And it starts at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing out there but a fucking casino.
Yeah, well, and it was before the casino built their hotel out there, too.
Oh,
so it was just the raceway out there.
Yeah.
It's basically when we
I mean,
were
there's
out
people
there.
Out there. There's farms out there.
Yeah.
But now they have apartments and stuff out there.
They wake up at 6 anyway.
Man.
4.
Airway Heights is just turning into apartments fucking everywhere.
Yeah, no. Really?
Everywhere is turning into apartments everywhere up here.
But, like, Airway Heights is huge.
Oh,
like,
I know.
That's most of Al's fucking route is just apartments out in Airway Heights.
Well, Indian Trail is going to turn into all apartments here pretty quick.
Just that one section around Albertsons and shit.
Yeah, but they want to do it all, like, all along the thing now.
Yeah. That's because they can get a lot of people moved into a short or small.
We don't have that many people
What's
here.
Face can go suck it?
Who, Harlan Douglas?
Yeah, dickbag.
Yeah, totally. Well, he got robbed. If that makes you feel better.
Is that who got robbed at, you know, the Wells Fargo?
No, not at Wells Fargo.
No.
Philly was telling us about this at Chris's birthday.
Yeah.
Where the security guards were there. And his Harlan Douglas's personal safe with like $1.5 million just got fucking got ganked, man. Got robbed.
Really?
Yeah. And Philly's like, those security guards are gonna lose their job.
Well, you think?
Probably.
They are security guards. And...
I don't know. Harlan Douglas is a fuck phase. Like,
well, I mean,
do we know what the guards tried to do, or did they try to do anything at
they
all?
They didn't
or...
even know it happened. They found it. It got found the next day.
Yeah.
And Philly was working for that company, right?
Yeah.
I think she works for, she's still at Cormark, right?
Why do you ask me? I have no idea.
Yeah, why would he know?
I don't know. You see Filona more than the rest of us.
Like, I know things and not that.
You still see Chris's sister more. You know, the she's a lovely girl, and I love Filona, and she'll probably hit me for this.
Probably.
I don't want to see it.
Probably. But you know that new Philly cheesesteak place that took
it's
over
not
the
new.
Old...
Philalicious.
It's the same people.
It's the same people, but they're not Brucci's anymore.
Well, yeah, because they broke the contract.
So
they
can't be called
out.
The same people if they're not different. They change their names.
No, but it's the same people who own it.
But they changed
like,
their
they
name.
Didn't change anything. They just
Anyways, you know
name.
Felicious? I always thought, like, if Filona fell on hard times and, like, became a stripper. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Felicious.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time we drive by.
Not every time, but many times.
Mostly
that. Yeah. And she's going to hit me for this.
Probably.
Chris is going to tell her.
But Chris won't even listen to this podcast, so.
He doesn't listen to us anymore?
I don't think he does.
Well, he says he does.
Sometimes. He lies.
Yeah. I don't think he's listened to even the ones with Pat, so.
I just got through the ones with Pat.
Yeah.
Those ones were sloppy as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Because we're all just having a conversation. Like, not
pretty much.
Not one at a time, but it was like several conversations. It's just listening to the room.
Oh, yeah.
You
gotta get those out of the way.
Yeah. Dylan said he wants to come down and help out and do one once.
Dylan's supposed to be our postman, jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can give him shit about that.
I'm going to.
I'll hit Dylan up, see if he can come next week.
Okay. Have Dylan and Pat on at the same time.
Yeah. I still want Doc on here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Good luck with him trying to figure out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
That motherfucker, we saw him at Walmart. We're like, you want to be on the podcast this week? It was like a year ago. This weekend, 2 days from now, he's like, yes, I'll be there. Count me in. And then we hit him up. He's like, oh, no. I got things come up.
Yeah.
Every
time.
Every time, man.
He's done that a couple times.
Yeah, but remember you and I saw him at Walmart.
I remember. We saw him and his lady and...
Yeah. And he was hiking or whatever.
Yeah, they were doing whatever.
Yeah. Pat and Dylan at the same time would be amusing. None of us would even have to be here.
We wouldn't even have to do... Yeah, I was going to say, the rest of us could leave and...
Let them argue back and forth. And...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, about how Pat's car is superior. And you don't know shit about hockey, Dylan. You don't know shit about baseball, Pat.
Yeah.
And then they'd start doing Super Troopers lines for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And then podcast over.
Boom. That's basically a preview of the podcast.
Yeah, welcome to next week's podcast.
I'll hit those two up if you guys want to see him next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounded like Pat was going to come next week anyway.
Yeah, he's going to come.
Okay.
So
for those of you that like Pat,
he'll be back.
Listen in next week.
I'd be good.
Anybody have anything interesting happen this week?
Well, in the Chris past? Wanted to do something, but he was kind of tired.
Yeah, dude.
Chris has been talking to me all week. He's like, hey, are we podcasting this week? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're podcasting this week. Oh, okay. What time are we podcasting? Like 5? I'm like, no, we always podcast at 4. But hit Jarella. Make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. And then he left. And then I didn't hear anything. And fuck. Now he's not here.
Yeah. We don't even hang out on Fridays anymore either.
You guys don't have your mandate anymore?
Nope. He's always too tired. He's like, I gotta go home and get some sleep. I've been up way too long.
I've been getting off at 4:30 on Fridays. Maybe we should go to movies and shit.
That'd be nice. Civil War.
Yes.
Civil War.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I do get off at 10:30, I'll still go at like 11 or whatever.
Because I'm off at like 4 o'clock every Friday.
Yeah.
That's about when I get off on Friday.
See? That'd be nice, because I planned on going to Tech N9ne this Friday, and I'm still trying to get tickets for that. But
sold out.
I say sold out.
Yeah.
Gotta go StubHub, pay $500 for your fucking ticket.
I know. I pay $85, but that's about it.
Might be able to find one for $85.
For two? Yeah.
For two?
Wait. Yeah. Who's coming with you?
Tech N9ne.
No, why do you need two tickets?
Chris?
Oh, wait. No.
His boyfriend.
So sure of yourself.
No,
like,
don't worry. Yeah.
That's like
tired.
Anchorman. Like, man, my name's Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, we don't miss Tech N9ne concerts.
I haven't seen Tech N9ne. You can get me tickets.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen Tech N9ne either. Yeah. But I'm not much into rap though. So you probably just bring him.
It's the one with the
He's
name.
He's not even listening to Tech N9ne. When's the last time
we listened
to Tech N9ne
all the time?
She listens to Tech N9ne more than you do.
What?
I guarantee that.
I listened to him this morning. I listened to him this week.
Fucking gangster.
I listened to him at work.
I don't like newer Tech N9ne.
Oh, the old stuff is
I like the newer stuff way more than the old stuff.
Old Tech N9ne.
Dude, EverReady's. Just bring it to your face. It comes with you.
Yeah, you can
have to
even
move
like, adjust
it, and
it,
it's heavy.
Face to face with you.
This is not
have
heavy.
To grease the,
this is
$13 the gears,
worth of aluminum.
And then make sure there's no sound. That's why I need some WD-40.
Justin, if you break it, just buy me a new one. Like, it was $13.
Yeah, I need bubble wrap then. So.
Hate you
the
so
fuck
hard.
You need bubble wrap for?
Just in case I break it. I don't want to break it.
I think I threw it away. Sorry, Justin.
Yep,
even
sorry.
A bubble wrap for
you're
it.
Just
there was a
have
piece
to
over
live.
Here. I don't know what came from.
Maybe an oven mitt. Oven mitts works the same, I guess.
Oh, so now you change your mind? Now you change your mind? That's great.
I got some paper towels. That'll make you feel better. That's what I wrap my dishes in when we move.
That works.
You go to Costco. You got Costco bubble wrap. Paper towels.
Yeah. Paper towels.
Plus, you got to sit proper. You got to, you know, arch your back. And...
No, you don't.
This chair is not very comfortable, so you got to, you know.
That chair is made of
a... You were the only one that says that fucking chair was comfortable, like in the very first two or three...
The rest of the chairs I tracked my previous statement. Broke apart. The whole thing
you
fell
what?
Apart.
Retract my previous statement.
Don't, Robert.
Is that okay? Stop. Who does that? Like, I don't know.
I stated it.
That's great. You stated
it's valid
it
now.
It's, yeah, it is valid.
It's trademarked through our podcast system.
We don't trademark shit.
We do. I'm having an argument here.
Uh huh.
Winning this.
Yeah, you're having a great argument. Uh huh. Yeah.
I hate you so much.
I wish Pat was here.
Pat would side with me.
You
so
a fucking new
no,
one.
Dude, Pat. Pat was all disappointed you weren't here because, like,
very.
I got Justin. I can fucking take him. He wears jean shorts. I'm Pat. Huh?
So, I see podcast. Pat like every week, so.
Just wears jean shorts.
Yeah.
That's all he would do. Did you get up? Just wear jean shorts.
Yeah. That was pretty genius, actually.
I've also seen Pat, you know, wear jean shorts too, so.
But you
really?
Wear them yeah. all the time.
When?
Wow.
At his house all the time.
Shit.
Going out, yeah.
Odd.
Now, are they like the black ones or are they like the
no, like you're right, but like just jeans.
These are cargo jeans. Like, they're not jeans.
No, like, I'm saying like that. Just like that and just put jeans, like, cut here.
Just make them out of denim instead.
Okay, but I was asking what color they were. I didn't
blue?
Care if it
denim.
Was long enough or not.
Blue.
Blue.
Like sky
okay,
blue. Maybe light blue. Maybe baby blue? I don't
not
know.
Like, not like the black.
Blue dye black denim. Number 42.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I totally got that. Yeah, totally.
What did you want from him?
I blues came in single-digit numbers.
No, you don't.
No, but I'm just going to say it just because it makes me feel better, I guess.
Yeah. What were we previously talking about?
You know, that's a good question.
Oh, how Robert got fired from Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And then Jarrell almost got a job there and then didn't get a job yeah. there. And
that's what it was.
How'd you get fired from Dollar Tree, Robert?
I thought we already talked about this.
We did.
Yeah, but that's what you were talking
about. That's what we started talking
yeah.
about.
I forgot
we're
what
compare
my point
this.
Was, but...
I was going to say, yeah, there was a point to that, but...
We're going to compare it to old podcasts, and if you're wrong...
Hold on, I'm fucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have your facts
well,
straight.
Well, it was low. I got hired as a manager, and it was high praise, I guess, if you want to say that. I
mean, did you make a dollar over minimum wage?
Yeah. It was like 8.10 or whatever, because like the minimum wage is like 7.10. I was like, oh,
I'm living the high life now.
I can actually get a soda whenever I want. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I was doing the night shift.
I'm working 36 hours now instead of
yeah.
the average 20.
Yeah, so it was okay. I mean, it was really easy, but counting the money and Ziploc all this shit and put it in the safe and. But one night, actually, I had a snack of pistachios, and you know I ate like half of them, and then I got distracted by other stuff. But I left the bag of pistachios there, and we're normally supposed to tape the receipt to the item that we buy.
Sure, it shows proof.
So it's like I'm not stealing. Well, mm-hmm. I threw it away, and I threw it away before or after, or no, yeah, before we took all the garbage out. And so they didn't want to look in the dumpster, and Cheryl, the head honcho, she came in. She's like, how did you pay for these? And I'm like, well, I paid cash. I'm like, what the fuck kind of question is that? Like, she's like, where's your receipt? I was like, I probably threw it away. And it was sitting right on the computer of, like, this office area. And she's like, well, since there has been this no policy thing, and I didn't know about the fucking policy. They're
like,
oh, like, yeah,
no tolerance.
Yeah, no
and
tolerance
shit.
And shit. I was like, I'm going to get fired over a bag of pistachios.
A dollar bag of pistachios.
A dollar bag of pistachios.
That's like fucking like 2 grams of fucking nuts. So,
you get fired from the Dollar Tree.
And they said you can work your 2 weeks. So I was like, oh, I'll work my 2 weeks. But I don't remember the 2 weeks. Maybe I didn't work there.
Maybe you just left.
You just kind of.
I just like my fuck off.
Fuck you.
Fuck
you. No, they told me I was fired. They weren't told me. I was. I was not laid off. I was fired.
Yeah.
You get unemployment then?
No.
No.
When you're fired.
So I had to start working at McDonald's or... Where did I start working at? Oh, that's when my whole custodian career took off. I started working for the Priority One maintenance company that was out.
Before you were working at the McDonald's inside Walmart there?
Yeah.
Now it's a Subway because Walmart's healthy and shit.
Yeah. Well, Subway's the same calories, but...
That Shadel Center is so fucking weird. They had a McDonald's in the Walmart and a McDonald's 100 yards in front in the parking lot.
We got employees from the Wellesley.
Yeah.
We had to sub out because we didn't have a lot of people working there. It was pretty bad.
Well, and then they've got a Starbucks at the end there, and they've got a Starbucks in the fucking Safeway, another 100 yards away.
It's stupid.
Fucking Shadel Center.
Well, now there's a Subway in the Walmart, and there's a Subway in the parking lot.
So did you work for McDonald's or for Walmart?
I worked for I started first at the Wellesley McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, do you want to go work in your own thing? You can be you're in charge of your own stuff. I was like, fuck yeah, I don't want to take any more from anyone else.
Because, Starbucks, if you work at Starbucks inside a Safeway there...
You work for Safeway.
You work for Safeway. You don't work for Starbucks.
Yeah,
so, the ones in Target work for Target.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, I was talking to a Target employee one time, and she said, yeah, I used to do cashiering, and then they opened up they put the Starbucks in, and so we got the option to be trained to work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
So a group of them still work. They still work for Target. They still get paid by Target.
Yeah.
But they get a shift over into the Starbucks and do Starbucks. And
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. But they still work for Target.
But if you work for Starbucks, you get the college thing.
Yeah.
And you get a free pound of coffee every week.
Yeah.
I used to get coffee from a Starbucks employee. Yeah, and you get sorts of...
I'm not a big fan of Starbucks coffee, though.
It's whatever, it's coffee.
It's free.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's free 50-free.
But,
and you get all sorts of perks for working for Starbucks. If you work for a Starbucks inside of a store, you work for the store.
Yeah.
Probably have to pay your union dues if you work at, Safeway and shit.
And then you get union benefits, then.
Yeah, yeah, at Safeway.
Which are or are not good.
Yeah.
Depends on your...
My daughter, daughter-in-law?
You have a daughter?
No, sister-in-law, that's right. She works at Safeway. She does, she started working at the school district, but she works at the bakery and the Safeway here on Francis. Yeah, and she gets okay benefits, but I think they would probably rely on Matthew's benefits because we're the state.
Well, yeah, you can't go wrong with state benefits.
No. It's nice.
No, dude.
Are you state or city?
I'm state.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
My dad's federal, my mom's state, so they're still technically married.
Oh. Yeah, they stayed technically married so that they can share benefits.
They can share benefits because they have the best fucking benefits.
Right?
No. Yeah, because they're both double covered.
Yeah, no.
And they're both just the sickest people you fucking know.
Yeah.
But hey, at least it doesn't cost them a lot. So.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've been living in separate houses for 12 years?
12 years? Really?
Yeah, they divorced our senior year.
2004?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right before graduation.
But they were so...
thanks for that present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were civil, weren't they? I mean...
They were what?
Civil? About each other?
Yeah, it was the divorce attorneys that were really shitty about it.
Any attorney or lawyer.
They started garnishing my dad's checks, and my mom and dad were like, whoa.
Stop.
We didn't want this. They're like, he needs to pay child support. And they're like, no, we threw child support out. No, it's happening. Weird shit like that.
What they want. Why don't they just do what they want?
They had their weird fucking differences, but yeah.
Yeah.
Divorce is weird.
Yeah. Huh.
It's a weird subject with both of you here.
Why? Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know. Tilt that mic towards your face and let us know, boy.
It's dropping.
Dropping the mic? You can't really drop the mic because it's on the fucking pedestal.
It's attached now.
Yeah.
I guess it's your mic. You can do whatever you want with it.
It's not mine. I didn't put my name on it.
You bought it.
Yeah.
You paid for it.
I might have bought that one. Or that one.
No, you bought the one in front of your
face.
That
one. Yeah. It's got the green tag on it.
And I bought mine.
That's Justin's mic.
I even paid for my stand, too. This fucker with money, but
it's not. It's not on the mic itself, Justin. It's on the cord.
It's on the cord.
Oh.
And then there's a grand, little green piece tape over there.
And we've been doing like how many episodes? 40?
40.
I never noticed 40. These things.
45-ish.
45-ish.
Yeah.
I just gave money and I'm like, here, I'm buying. I put my shirt.
No, you gave it to Chris because he bought it online.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
and then you all
the only thing I actually ever bought for this, what I think myself, was the headphones.
Yeah, these headphones are yours.
Yeah.
But
they work all the time.
No, the theory I had behind it was like, I've been in bands and then they break up and you got to split up fucking all the equipment. And if you all go in on something, then it's like, well, you all got to pay that one person.
Fetchitu's fucking
PA system. Yeah, like the PA system with Fetchitu and shit.
Yeah, that
was a hassle.
Stupid.
It was. It was dumb. And so it was like, how about I buy everything?
Yeah.
I'll make you guys buy your mics, whatever. And then if something goes down, the board is mine. You know, all the cables are mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because if the podcast just stops, whatever, I still have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to figure out who owes who what money.
I told you from the get-go that you can just keep all my stuff.
Well, see, he's not
Paul.
Yeah.
We know that.
Like
the
beer thing
was
a beer. Like, even with
beer,
though. Like, he wanted to go 50-50. I'm like, you can just keep it. I don't care.
Yeah, with the beer stuff. Well,
it's kind of your idea. And you do all the shit, anyway. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, and so,
director,
but I just didn't want it to be something stupid. So it's all my shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And the microphones are all yours. Keep saying.
It's not like I'm ever going to take this microphone home.
Well, you don't have any other use in the world for a microphone, Justin?
Nope.
You don't want to, like, trash talk kids?
If I could hook this up to my truck and then speak through it with a PA system, but I'm not that sound.
Uh-oh.
There's a way.
Yeah, I could see that.
There's a better way, but there's a way, Justin. Are the kids screaming up there?
Jack's looking for mommy. I can hear him.
Okay, go check on Atticus, too. He's kind of been hanging for a while. So, we could hook it up to your truck in theory.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd be down with that.
With the right... There's a better way, though.
Pay someone else to do it.
No, yeah.
That way too, but
that sounds more expensive.
Yeah.
Can we get like?
Move it over. There you are.
This is weird.
I know.
This is what podcasts are all about, though.
The experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking into the big blue black phallus.
Microphone.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Can I get a megaphone? We could do like megaphones and just buy a bunch of them and hook them up together.
Yeah, like I used to go paintballing with this guy who had
CB radio thing.
That would be sweet. Yeah.
That's what he had. He had a CB mic and he had a megaphone in the grill.
I think it's the same like voltage. Like you don't burn them out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he had like a megaphone in the grill of his truck, and we'd like yell at cows as we were driving by or something like that.
Yeah, just scare the cows and have them a heart attack.
Moo, motherfucker, moo.
Yeah, something like that. And, like, threaten the king cow. Like in Diablo.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking hated that level so much. I hated hearing that cow.
No, seriously, that secret cow mission.
Why do you hate the cow level? That's where you get all your level.
Yeah, but once you hear the cow king come around, like, moo.
Yeah, you just stay away from him, and then don't get the lightning, and then don't kill the cow king, or else you can't make your way back to the
also
cow.
Also, never play with fucking Chris on Diablo, because he'll kill you. So.
Yeah, dude. So we really? Used, oh,
no,
yeah,
no.
We'd play with
Chris.
Chris
is worse, like, video, like, he loves video games, and he's good at it. He won't, he's not a team player, whatsoever.
Plus, he would me on the Smash Monsters, and he hasn't killed me yet.
He's never attacked you?
No.
I used to attack Justin all the time.
You're Justin. He attacks
Chris attacked me like the entire first week I played to help boost himself too.
That's but, totally why I did it too. For my own personal game.
But I'm saying like even like PC games or like any like PlayStation.
Yeah, we played Diablo 2 all the fucking time. And he'd be like, no, you guys can trust me this time. It's cool. And then you leave the city, he would come back in.
He would never take the gear from me after he killed you, but he would just take the money.
He'd take your money. Yeah. And then so he would be like, he'd turn hostile towards you, cut you down because he's like 45 levels ahead of you. And so it would take one swipe and then you'd die. He's like, no, it's cool this time.
Trust me. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chris used to do that shit all the time to us in Diablo 2. And if Chris wants to rebuke, rebuttal this, he better speak up now.
I think he's too tired, though. That's the
thing. Oh, he's too tired to speak.
He's too tired to speak.
Yeah. Come on, Chris. You can
just one word. Just
say no. That's all. And I'll take it all back.
There he goes.
No, right. Chris. He's over there sleeping and shit.
Just passed out.
Justin, tap him. See if he's awake.
Tap, tap, tap.
Not
tap it in.
He's done. Just, why don't you just go in your hole?
It's like you didn't run Grimsby today, did you? Shit.
Oh, well. That's why I loved playing video games like Call of Duty with him when he would actually play.
Yeah.
Just kill him and get revenge for all these years.
Yeah, fuck you for that, by the way. We'd be playing Call of Duty. We're on separate teams. And you know how Justin last week or week 2 weeks ago would be like, I just hunt people. Yeah. I pick one guy.
Yeah.
And I just go for it. Justin would, he'd have a sniper rifle and you didn't know where he was. And then all of a sudden you're dead. And you're like,
it's like fucking Laser Quest in the Crow's Nest. You're like,
oh my
what the
God,
fuck
yes.
There? Like,
we got to do a
lock-in.
We should go do
that.
Go do a lock-in at Laser Quest?
Yes.
Yeah, and tell Carlos to go punch him? Yeah.
Actually, I was talking to Lance and Carlos the other day about that.
Laser Quest?
Yeah, they're down to do that. Haven't been forever.
Adults,
yeah.
So?
Carlos is still Operation
that
Human
makes it
Shield.
Better.
Yeah.
So.
I know, right? Fucking Carlos.
Hey, man.
Grudgy.
He's part owner now of his business with his dad.
What, did he throw some money in?
No, he just works his ass off and does it now.
That's
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Construction business?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got my own construction business. It's great.
Yeah, he still smokes and drinks a lot and gambles a lot.
Yeah, but he wins when he gambles.
Yeah, he won like $2,000, I think, 3 weeks ago.
Carlos wins all the fucking
He won
money.
Like $10,000 like last year.
What does he do with the fucking money?
Saves it, buys a car.
He's smoking, man.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Carlos drives now?
Yeah. He bought a new car.
Wow.
Some kind of Honda.
I don't want to see Carlos on the fucking road.
He's pretty safe, actually. He's a better driver than Lance. So.
I don't even want to see your brother on the road.
No, Lance is scary.
I've been in the car with Lance.
Yeah. Woke Does up like... and he's like going 120. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
Oh, when we were coming back from Mayhem?
Yeah.
We were coming back from Mayhem. I was scheduled to work the next day, but. Well, we were at the concert. I got called off. Okay. Didn't have to go until late.
He didn't inform us of this.
Tell you about this. And so we got in the car and they're like, Jarrell, you need to go to sleep. You got to work tomorrow. I don't have to work tomorrow. Go the fuck to sleep, Jarrell. And anytime.
Like Samuel Jackson.
Keep in mind, he's older than my brother and Carlos.
I'm older than everybody but Justin. And so
I'm going to sleep because I don't care.
Every time I woke up, like, I'm good to wake up. Get the fuck to sleep, Jarrell. You got to work in the morning. I don't have to work in the morning. Go to sleep. Like, we woke up we were at the Schrag rest stop, which is like 50 miles away from here.
Yeah.
We might have been at a different rest stop. I thought it was Schrag. I woke up and they're like, okay, we're going to go pee. I'm like, I got to pee too. No, you need to fucking sleep, Jarrell. The whole trip back.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were going to a concert downtown. I think it was Mastodon or something. We all met at Joe's. And it was around Cinco de Mayo, so they had Corona for super cheap.
Okay.
So Justin and I had like two of the huge fucking Coronas. And then we're driving downtown. And Justin, I'm driving with Justin.
Okay.
Carlos and Lance are in Lance's car. And Justin, like, grabs a scoop of change out of his ashtray, rolls the window down, and hands it to me. And he's like, throw it at Lance's car. So I chuck it at Lance's car.
Yes.
And before, like, I chucked it at that front fender. Lance is driving up. He's already got the same idea and throws change at me.
Yep.
Hits me in the face with, like, pennies and shit. Hurts like a motherfucker. So we're throwing money at each other in this... Just the worst fucking idea ever. God. It hurts so much.
I forgot all about that.
You forgot about that?
That's great.
That was fucking stupid as shit.
Me so and my brother have the same thought pattern sometimes.
Yeah, so we're throwing money at each other.
Or, better than glitter throwing in my fucking truck, which I still have in my truck.
I wanna bring this up, Justin. Because, so we go... We're going to Gwar, like, and we're all riding in Justin's truck. And it is when him and Lance and Lance's girlfriend, and was it just the three of you at that house?
No, there was, not Stacy didn't live with us at that time. It was,
anyways, that's all that was there. Yeah. So it was those two, Justin, me, and Carlos. And I'm up front, and we pull up next to Saturn. The first time.
I think Randy was actually with us.
No, Randy wasn't with us. No, it was those five people. I remember that. And Justin hands me this big tube of fucking glitter. And he's like, throw it on him. And so I whip around and I chuck the tube of glitter on all three of them. Right? Then Carlos comes up from the back. He's like, I don't have my ID, guys. We gotta go back home.
Yeah.
So we go back to Justin's town, and they're all covered in glitter. And then we do a shot, and then we get up to Saturday.
Because Sophie's idea is to take all this glitter and just throw around the mosh pit.
Yeah.
And have everyone covered.
So Justin hands me this tube of confetti the next time. Okay. And he's like, throw it at him. And they're waiting for it. And I chuck it, and they're like, fuck you, Gerald. So we get to the concert and moshing, whatever, we're going, and I run into Sophie right as she's fucking chucking this tube of glitter, and I look like David Bowie down the right side of my fucking face. Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was bad. So for years now, Justin keeps going, I have glitter in the back of my truck. It's because of you. It's because of him. He's the one who gave it to me. He's the one who told me to throw it on them. And it's my fault.
Why'd you listen?
Because it was a good idea. And it was your truck. I figured if it was okay by you, I could throw glitter on our stupid friends.
Yeah, that's all right. Still your fault, though.
Fuck you, Justin. It was your fault. I just did it. We're 50 minutes in.
Just like I got dents in my truck because, you know, my brother, so that's all right.
What did your brother do to your truck?
When he was throwing the pennies.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was in your...
Subaru?
In the gray car.
My Batmobile?
No, before the Batmobile.
Oh, ooh. My Pontiac.
Yeah, your Pontiac.
Wait. You know I'm a Batman fan. You gotta tell me what your Batmobile
You didn't know about
was.
The Batmobile?
No, I didn't.
He had a Buick that he spray painted black. And then
I bought it for like $500, spray painted black. First, I spray painted half
in a
white.
Fucking Buick,
no,
really?
It was like, yeah, it was like $500.
That is
bucks
so fucking awesome.
Right. Yeah,
it was after the Pontiac.
But we also made
out.
It the Gwar.
Or no, it was a Dodge. You had a Dodge. Why do you call it a Pontiac?
I thought it was a Pontiac.
It was a Dodge.
Dodge Stratus, yeah.
Yeah, fucking A, Justin.
Well, I mean, like you. No, I'm not gonna back up Justin this time. Nope. Sorry.
No, he had this Buick, and so,
a few cars, so.
Yeah.
We spray painted it black, okay. Or he spray painted it black, and then he put.
With, like, just the can spray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can spray.
I did it in the wind and got covered in it. So.
Yeah, and then, so, like, there's little spray paints around the fucking, all the windows and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put bat symbols on the back.
Yeah.
Nice.
And his idea was, I'm just going to spray paint it every couple months,
but see, you're not
whatever
a
I want.
Book reader at all.
I
did you like the movies at the time, at
everybody,
least? I mean,
dude, everybody likes Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is before the movies, before the trilogy.
Yeah, he put the yellow bat symbol on it.
It was cool.
Yeah. It was cool. And then he spray painted all sorts of colors.
Orange and white one time.
Yeah. And he got pulled over by a cop.
What?
He's like, this is what people do.
It was half
when
orange
they...
and half white.
Yeah, this is what people do when they steal cars.
Yeah.
And
apparently, he just gave me a warning, so it wasn't like a big
thing.
It
has to be the color that is on
the registration.
Yeah, on the registration.
Because
yeah.
When they search, when they look up the car, they expect the car to be the color.
Luckily,
the car.
I had, it was right up the day after 4th of July. I got done shopping at Walmart, and I had empty beer bottles from the day before.
Okay.
And he questioned me, and I just passed the sobriety test and everything. And
so you even, like, did the blow thing? Like...
No, I did the whole walking turn, ABC thing. And
CYXWC.
That's how I passed it the second time, because I was experienced.
You know what to expect.
How all of you don't have DUIs, I don't fucking understand.
Yeah.
You too?
I don't have a DUI.
Yeah, but should you?
No comment.
Okay. Anyways. I forgot where I was going.
Anyway, the Buick.
My Batmobile cars. Yes.
Oh, fuck. Vehicles.
Your Dodge Stratus was not a Pontiac.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was a Dodge. What's up, Jackie?
Hey, Jackson.
You okay, buddy? What's up, buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Jackson.
Jackson. McCullough.
Come here.
What do you need, buddy? Can you say hi? No, we're not playing with the Legos right now, dude. Oh, you're looking at it.
Speaking of Laser Quest, Lance also ruined my car, my Subaru at the time, because he wanted to pull Deuce the Hazard when we're on break at Laser Quest. And he had those trip pants that had, like, the chains and stuff on them.
I remember those.
But he slid across my Subaru, scuffing the entire hood of my car.
So he slid on it with fucking trip pants?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Put gouges in my fucking hood of my nice car.
We saw Justin's Subaru downtown. It was the one time he didn't have... He still carries the key.
They're in my truck right now.
Yeah. So that when it showed... That car was the best, dude.
I love it.
What, is it at Spalding's or what is it? Where is it at?
No, it's just...
No!
Someone else bought it. I gave it back to the bank. I didn't want to make payments anymore.
But we saw it downtown.
You could decide not to make payments anymore?
Yeah, I was tired of making
car
payments.
So he sold
it. Yeah, sold it back.
To the bank?
Yeah.
Did you take a loss off of it?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. That car was the tits, man.
It was like $212 for the payment, and then it was like almost $230 for insurance on it. I had a reckless driving ticket because of Chris.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because of Chris. Because you're racing down fucking Monroe there.
You did that in before you. Yeah. All right. That's cool.
So, it's all right, though.
Yeah.
I miss that car. It was a good car.
Have we told the story about Justin having to do push-ups at Joe Alley?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it has.
And my rallying story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss your Subaru, man.
I miss going up to South Hill and doing, like, the hills and stuff with it.
Yeah, because you get jumps if you go on the right hills.
Yeah. Lance almost... He luckily caught his shoulder on the sunroof. And would have went through.
That would have been a better story.
I bet his car needs struts and shit. Fuck.
No, my Subaru was good.
My mom used to do that in our fucking... Remember that Saturn I used to drive?
Yeah.
When it was there, she used to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know your mom was that cool. Like, fucking driving that shit?
Yeah, she was in her 20s when we moved here,
dude.
Okay. Like,
okay.
Chris's dad used to do it, too, in his Fiero. With Chris in it. In that giant, like, 600-pound fucking car.
600 pounds?
It was whatever, roughly the size of, you know, the weight of the motor.
That's a super aerodynamic car. That's a light fucking car, Justin.
Yeah.
600 whole pounds?
I'm guessing, and I'm not exactly right.
600 pounds, Justin? Yeah.
600 pounds.
For the story's sake. Yes.
Your fucking truck is probably 6,000 pounds.
Yeah. It's a quarter ton, probably. It's probably less than that, so it's...
Chris, you care to comment?
Yep. Come
on. Looks like he's still too tired.
Too tired.
I don't want to come over if you're not tired.
What should we name this?
Chris Too Tired.
Chris is sleepy.
No. Chris Go to Fuck to Sleep.
Maybe.
That would be cool.
I haven't taken
notes.
What's
that, like, when you're, like, a kid, you get... told that, like, the sleeping fairy or something will put dust in your ears. Well, not ears, but fucking eyes.
Sandman?
Oh, it was like a fairy, though. Like
the sleeping fairy. What? What did your parents tell you, Justin?
That's how you sleep. I'm trying to remember the story. It's years.
Because the sleeping fairy puts dust in your eyes?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. I don't remember the story now.
I just go to the center. It's
been 30 years.
I didn't get any of this shit. I got told to go to sleep.
Carol was way more nice than that, so.
My parents were fucking great and shit, yeah. But they just told me to get the fuck to sleep.
Norm could care less. He was like, go to sleep. Go the fuck to sleep.
I could see that coming from Norm. Get the fuck to sleep just before I come in there and make you go to sleep.
He wants to watch his Married with Children, so.
It's legit. Married with Children was a good show.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Still is. It still holds up.
I still want to get a No Ma'am shirt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so.
All right, this is probably going to be the last thing, just make it good.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is coming to town.
I know, right?
No, I'm not going.
Please?
Nope. We're not doing the village idea?
No.
The village idea?
Yeah.
That village idea was long gone.
No, that was still, I thought that was still in process.
Wait, no, explain.
We're dressing up as the village people.
Oh.
And going to the
you
rally.
Just want to see me in fucking drag, basically, you piece of shit.
No, you'll be a police officer.
Still basically drag, I mean,
you can.
Leather.
Sons of Anarchy.
Hey.
Biker outfit.
Hey. Hey.
It can be manly and muscly.
Yeah, see, you guys are all for it because you get to dress like kind of normal people.
I don't remember what I got to be.
I don't even. Yeah, I think Chris is the Indian chief or something.
I thought you were the construction worker.
I don't remember.
Or was that Jacob? No.
It's a way old fucking message. Like,
luckily, I don't delete those, so it's still in there. But I think we should.
I think I did delete it because it was like 8 gigs on my phone and it's a 16 gig phone. Like every now and then I gotta go delete messages because they're all just a ton of fucking space.
Yeah.
And it's usually the message that we have between the four of us that is huge as shit. I was talking to Jacob earlier and he's like, my boss doesn't like it because his phone just keeps going off all day because of us.
That's awesome.
I have a friend, Chago. He was like, because we're going through messages and stuff, and he wanted to be a part of the group mess.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, you won't.
It's already too fucking big. I remember.
Because he just wants to be in it and, like, just basically talk shit to every single person.
We were talking to Andy, we had Andy in our group message, and he'd be like, get me the fuck out of this. It was like, all right. Make Andy the most permanent member of this group text. And he would just piss and moan all the time.
That's awesome. God, yeah.
I was talking to him earlier this week. He wants to come back on.
Yeah, he does. I was talking to him.
Yeah.
So I met one of his comedy buddies, like comedians.
Yeah.
He comes into jazz and so.
That's cool.
Yeah, we gotta get like one more mic.
But did you want to save your Donald Trump theory until everyone else is here?
No. No.
Okay, so when is he coming to town, basically?
Like, I don't know, but our primary's
it's
coming
like
up.
A month.
Yeah, the
it's
Republican primary's coming up in Washington.
Yeah. And it costs like what? Like it's I don't or is it free?
We'll
free
probably never fucking get in. I just want to go in and see the spectacle.
Yeah, I just want to see the people that support.
Yeah, us. And be
ready for a fight because that's what they've been doing lately.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Carry my little kid in a wheelchair and be like, "Do you really want to start a fight?" I'm a father of a disabled child.
You said that. I didn't say it.
No. I am.
Yeah, you.
Every
like,
word of that was true.
It is, but it's
Atticus
kinda,
loves people.
Yeah, but it's like morally like.
I'll hold a sign with free hugs the entire time.
I think we should all bring
free hugs
signs
for Barney if he trades that.
No, not even. Just free hugs, man. We can state our opinions while we're there, but just free hugs like that dude.
Yeah.
Black is good. White is better. Fucking A, lady.
Serious.
So my mild Donald Trump theory is what if this is the longest con ever? Like, he's just a shit human being for his entire life. Tries to become president. His speeches have really become, like, not completely, but a little more presidential lately. Like, somebody's writing
that shit
for him.
I actually haven't paid attention in the past week, so.
Oh, when he swept those five fucking, the five Northeast states, they weren't quite as like, I'm the king shit. He's like, we're doing all right. We're like,
but
he's mellowed down.
Huh? Does he explain any of his plans?
No, God, no, no, fuck no.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
But what if, like, what if he's just being a, okay, here was my theory, because I was listening to him on the radio and stuff, and what if he has just been this super shitty human that just says the stupidest fucking shit, like all Mexicans are rapists and criminals, and he really just, his idea is to expose the just shitty underbelly of America, like everybody's like, well, yeah, all Mexicans are rapists and criminals.
So he has a backup plan. Like,
and then he gets elected just by the most off fucking chance, and he becomes this decent human being, and he like super progressive and shit. And he's like, well, this wasn't gonna happen otherwise. I couldn't have been a decent human being on this.
I think there's a 5% chance, because I...
Yeah, not a high percent. He's probably still just the worst fucking guy alive.
Like, deep down, there has to be a good human being inside.
There's of El Chapo down there fucking escaping Mexican prisons and really lending credence to the whole
Didn't
all Mexican...
Did he use Twitter to, like, help him, like...
El find... Chapo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's some kind of social media to get around, like, to help him hide out.
Well, he kind of got caught after he did that interview with,
That's the celebrity guy. Not Vince Vaughn, but,
Not Vince. You're fucking throwing me off. What's his nuts? Sean Penn.
Yeah.
He did that interview with Sean Penn, and then he got arrested right afterwards. But, I'm not saying he's up there with El Chapo. He's probably still that shitty and stuff.
Yeah.
But what if there's this secret hidden agenda and he's just pulling the best con ever?
I don't know.
Would you be happy about that?
No, I'd be more upset.
More upset that he fucking tricked you?
Yeah.
Even if at the end of the day,
but
his
you know
policies...
what? I still will be more disappointed in like all of America for actually voting that type of person.
As you should be.
Yeah. And I understand. I won't be as pissed at Trump if that was the case. Because of the fact that he's just pointing everything out.
He's like, these are the worst fucking people. These people are going to vote for somebody shitty anyways.
Yeah.
And let me be that shitty fucking person. Yeah, let me be that shitty human being to get elected.
Yeah.
And then, like everybody after they get elected, not hold quite true to his promises. Yeah. But still, you know.
Well, he's made a lot of promises.
A lot of bad promises, like, I'm going to make Mexico pay for the wall. No, you're not. Mexico comes out and they're like,
fuck,
we're paying for no fucking wall.
Yeah,
they
seriously
did, like, a day response, and it was like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
which was great.
Did you hear that the U.S. is screening every passport now? It's like, we are on such a backlist, and you have to have a legit reasoning why you want a passport now. Because so many people have actually applied for the passports.
The fuck? Well, it makes sense. I mean, Trump might get elected, but...
Like, people, American citizens applying for a
Apparently
passport?
Apparently, it's increased by, like 35 or 36%.
Oh,
they look for everybody when they...
It's
well,
like...
See,
the
I mean,
a
passport or
a
gun permit, dude?
35% actually
passport,
voted
not gun permit.
Not, like, against, or against Trump, like, we're going to be just fine.
But if, like, Trump got elected... And then...
Oh, because everybody wants to fucking move to Canada.
Exactly. Everyone wants to move. And the United
know.
States doesn't want, you know, all the citizens to leave in fucking a year span.
Everybody said the same shit when, like, Obama got elected. Or when Bush got elected.
Oh, so, no. Like, a lot of people are just... It's empty threats.
The
so
big thing,
that.
Like, Rush Limbaugh's like, I'm moving to Canada. It's like, Canada's a worse place for you than if Obama got the fuck...
Yeah.
And Limbaugh, that human piece of shit, is still here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Even, what's his face, Cat Scratch Fever, Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah. He's still here in the United States. He just wanted to move to Canada after Obama was elected.
Yeah, but Ted Nugent's never fucking moving.
Yeah. No, because he owns so much land and he can hunt on it.
Yeah.
That's all
he
cares
about.
That.
Like, my idea of fast food is a fucking duck. Jack, you got Superman? Does Superman still have his bottom? Okay. Anyways, it's about that time.
All right. That's a good cast, guys.
That's from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that one's from Ghostbusters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I even watched 1 and 2 on FX the other day.
Yeah, because they're both great.
Yeah, I know, right?
A great monster.
Who's that, Jack?
Marshmallow Man. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yeah. All right, Jack, can you talk into the mic and say car?
No.
No? Okay. Car.
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 Chris, you want to say car with us?
Chris, where are you at, buddy?
He's too tired.
He's too tired.
He's too tired.
Sleepy Chris. He's too tired. It's not too tired.